scarier, the better. Maybe it's a crate of portable typewriters.
A crate of typewriters for $25?
That's the beauty of an army surplus auction.
You bid on an unopened crate, you may come up with a treasure.
That's right. Remember the guy last month? He bid $15 and he got a case of binoculars.
How about the guy that bid $60 and got a crate of paper clips?
You don't understand. That's the very wild spirit of adventure that appeals to me. You gotta think big. You gotta take chances.
Let's open it up. I think this time we hit the jackpot. Take it easy.
Maybe a case of watches. Huh? 10,000 watches at $10 a piece?
I'm warning you, you crack one crystal, it comes out of your share.
There it is, Sarge.
What is it, Ernie?
Yeah, come on, Sarge, let's see.
Huh? It's yours for $5.
No question.
Come on, Sarge, let's see, will you? It's a case of junk.
That's only on top. Underneath, it's trash.
Well, there's $25 out the window.
Sarge, look. Horseshoes.
Yeah, and spurs and reins.
Looks like we bought a horse's footlocker. Other guys get binoculars. Other guys didn't. What's that? Property of the Fort Apache Officers Club, United States Cavalry, 1868.
That's only surplus?
Sure, and they've been waiting almost 100 years for some sucker to come along and buy it.
Should we throw it out, Sarge?
What throw it out? What's with this throw it out?
Did the Army throw it out?
We're gonna sell it.
Sell it? Sarge, you couldn't sell this to a 6-year-old kid.
Sure, a 6-year-old kid would be too smart.
But a 40-year-old Ritzik, that's another thing.
Ruby, I won!
What?
What'd you win?
Fourth prize in the cowpoke contest.
I won it!
I sent in 25 words or less why I watch cowpoke and I won fourth prize.
Cowpoke? What's cowpoke?
That's a new Western series on TV. It's on at the same time as Maverick and Have Gun Will Travel.
No kid, the same time. Now I'll have to get a third set.
Well, you should have entered this contest. You'd have won first prize.
What was first prize?
Thanksgiving dinner with Smiley Burnett.
I wish I'd have known about it. What'd you win?
I don't know. It just came from the post office. Let's open it up, boys. Yeah.
Wonder what's in there.
Ooh, look what you won.
Hey, fellas, look at this. A cigarette lighter.
This is not a clue. That's not a cigarette lighter. That's a spur.
Oh, a spur? Well, I don't know. Oh, look. A picture of a baby elephant.
That's a buffalo.
I guess I'm just not the cowpoke type.
All right, fellas, let's get this over a pawn shop, see what we can get on it. Oh, wait a minute, Bilko. I'll take it off your hands.
You will?
Uh-huh.
Well, you can have it for what it cost me in box tops.
Well, that's fair. How much was that?
$50.
$50 worth of box tops? Well, I'll give you $25.
Well, I guess I should take a little loss. After all, I did eat the cereal.
Here's your $25. Oh, boy, my old cowpoke outfit. Gee, I'm going to hang this picture right up here in my kitchen.
Why don't you hang it over the stove?
It'll give it that indirect lighting effect over the gas burners, huh? Yeah, I'm going to get some hammer and nails. Hey, don't none of you guys play with my kit while I'm gone.
Don't play with his kit while he's gone.
That looks like a pushover.
You know, if all the cowboys were like him, this country would still be in the hands of the Indians. I'll put it over the stove.
Hey, wait a minute, Ernie. Hold that picture up to the light a minute. I think I see something.
What do you see? What?
Look, there's a map under the painting.
Hey, wait a minute. That is a map. What is it? Gold mine?
A gold mine? It's a map of a gold mine.
Why not? This crate hasn't been opened since 1868.
What?
Did I tell you that army surplus auction would pay off?
Oh, wait a minute, Sarge. The picture belongs to Ritzik.
Only for a few minutes. I'll buy it right back from him. Give me a towel, quick.
Hurry, here he comes.
I hope Ritzik don't notice this.
Ritzik don't notice what?
Oh, we had a little accident. You should be careful where you leave the goulash. Things fall in it.
You dropped my picture in the goulash?
Well, it's all right. It's nothing. Do it. I'm cleaning it off. It smells beautiful here.
You ruined my picture.
My picture. You say I ruined the picture. All right. It's so technical about here. Here's $5 for the picture. What are you going to do? Gold!
Are you sure?
They're all checks.
Look, there's Grove City above the gold mine. There's White Horse River. There's the Laredo Peaks in the distance, right?
Sarge, we're rich. We're rich. Gold!
Shut up! Did somebody say gold?
I heard the word gold.
Who said gold?
Repainting my room, Rockle. He wants to do it in eggshell white. And I was saying, no, we should do it in gold.
But gold! Sarge, do you have to discuss this in the middle of the night?
Well, you know how it is with painters. They come in at 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, go get some rest. I'm sorry to stay with you. Go on, get a good night's sleep. We must discuss this painting at another time.
Wow, that was a close one.
Yeah. Listen, from now on, that word is out.
Well, what are we going to call it, Ernie?
We've got to give it a code name. I got it. We refer to it as potatoes.
Hey, that's smart, Sarge. Potatoes.
Hey, Sarge, when are we going to go digging for the potatoes?
Well, as soon as I can get a 3-day pass, I'm going out to California.
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean, you? What about us?
What's with you two guys?
You don't trust me? You think I'll keep the potatoes for myself?
Oh, look, Ernie, we wouldn't care if these potatoes were just potatoes. But these potatoes are gold!
Shh!
Gold! I heard you say gold!
Did you?
Yeah, and you know what I think?
What?
I think you should paint the room salmon pink.
Dino did it again. Oh, that Italian artistic temperament.
Thank you very much, Pat Bradley. See you tomorrow.
Sorry, Ernie. Watch it.
Now, wait a minute. Are we going to go to California with you?
All right. The three of us will go, okay?
Good, yeah. Good, Sarge.
Get in your bunks, get some rest, and whatever you do, don't talk in your sleep.
Okay, Sarge. Good night.
Good night, Ernie.
Good night. California, here I come. There's potatoes in them thar hills.
Why didn't we get a mule?
No, we're not cutting anyone else in on this. Three is enough. There's the White Horse River right there. There's the Laredo Peaks, and Grove City is behind us. According to the map, it should be right behind those trees. Come on, let's move.
Sarge, look, an army post.
An army post? On our gold mine? We're cooked.
No, Ernie, it's deserted.
It is?
Yeah.
Look, Sarge, there's a sign. Camp Fremont.
Camp Fremont?
Hey, ain't that from World War I?
Yeah, but that's been closed since 1918.
Do you think they discovered the mine?
Not a chance. If they had it, they'd dug the frontline trenches right here.
Then they haven't discovered it yet.
No. And it's all ours.
We're rich! We're rich! Potatoes!
Well, no, there's nothing wrong.
Thought I heard you yelling potatoes.
Well, you see, my fellow campers and myself, we've had nothing but beans to eat for the past 3 weeks, and now we seem to come upon some potatoes.
Potatoes?
Yes. They're so excited. Are you a camper yourself? We're going to pitch our tent right here. Why don't you pitch your tent behind the mountains? I hear there's a lovely spot there.
No, I'm a surveyor.
A surveyor? That's very interesting. What are you surveying for?
The state's going to put a super highway through here.
Super high. Does that mean you're going to blast the rocks and dig up the earth?
That's right. In 6 months, there'll be thousands of cars whizzing right over this spot.
Did you hear that, fellow campers? They're going to cut a road right to the heart of Mother Nature. I suppose you care nothing about the poor displaced animals, the little chipmunks, little squirrels who depend on... What about the little birdies? Where are they going to build a nest? In the toll booth?
Sorry. Hey, Joe! We'll take the line from where you are right through Camp Fremont.
Hold on, wait a minute. You can't go through here. This is government property.
Not after next week, it ain't. The Army's lease is up and they're not going to renew it.
Well, hold on. Suppose the Army renews their lease.
Then we'd have to go around and build through the valley.
Well, if I were you, I'd start surveying the valley. You know how the Army is. They change their mind the last minute.
They're going to change their minds. They better work fast. We start digging next week. All right, Joe, I got it marked. Happy camping.
How do you like this? They're going to build a road. You know what it'll be? It'll be our road to the poorhouse.
Wait a minute, Sarge. Maybe we can get a job on this road as diggers. Now, they can't stop us from taking home the dirt.
What road? What road?
They wouldn't dare build a road through one of the Army's most active installations.
Active? But this is a broken-down camp. The Army hasn't used it in 40 years.
Well, isn't that a pity? It's going to cost the Army a fortune when they have to reopen it.
Who's going to make them reopen it?
Tell them, Rock.
Ernie is?
Ernie is.
Governor Rickles, how do you do, sir?
That's Mayor Rickles.
Oh, excuse me, I was thinking ahead. I'd like you to meet my staff.
This is my chief engineer, Mr. Henshaw.
How do you do?
I'd venture a guess you've crossed one of his bridges at some time or another.
This is my construction head, Mr. Barbella.
You, of course, have heard of Boulder Dam.
Oh, yes.
Then we won't go into detail. Do you mind? Let's get down to business. May I use your desk, sir?
The blueprints, Mr. Henshaw.
Right here, C.B.
As you'll notice, Your Honor, these blueprints are self-explanatory. As you notice, there is home plate. Plenty of distance in the outfield, and the power lines are placed properly.
320 feet on either side.
Good, good. We don't want to run into the same trouble the Dodgers had in Los Angeles, do we?
The Dodgers?
As you notice, these hills here form a perfect background to obscure the late afternoon sun. Mantle has told me himself personally he doesn't like hitting with the sun in his eyes.
Mantle?
Yes, Mickey Mantle. You've heard of him, of course. Yogi Berra's roommate. Wonderful boys. You'll have a lot of fun with them when you meet them.
They're coming here?
Yes. Did you get my wire?
No.
Didn't get my wire. Every detail I have to work myself.
And this is all new to you, I mean, about the big move.
What big move?
Well, you know, the trend in baseball today is to move. As you well know, the Brooklyn Dodgers moved to Los Angeles. The New York Giants moved to San Francisco. And now...
You mean the New York Yankees are coming here? The New York Yankees?
The Grove City Yankees. And on opening day, we've arranged for you to throw out the first orange. That'll give it that California touch, you understand. Oh, yes, when can we start breaking ground for the stadium?
All this happening to Grove City, I never dreamed.
Well, sir, it's a perfect spot for baseball. Perfect.
Oh, the crowds will draw here.
Oh, but we only have a population of 2,200.
Oh, those. We'll let them in free. It's those soldiers we want.
Those soldiers, those great baseball fans.
But what soldiers?
The soldiers at Camp Fremont.
Oh, they love baseball, those soldiers.
Oh, but there aren't any soldiers at Camp Fremont.
Oh, I see they're all out on maneuvers.
No, the camp has been closed for the last 40 years.
A taxi. What?
What did you say?
The camp, it's closed. The Army's lease has expired. They're tearing it down next week.
What did I almost do?
I almost moved the New York Yankees to a ghost town.
They found it out in time. They'd have beaten me to death with their baseball bats.
You mean you're not going to bring the Yankees here?
Sir, with that camp closed, I wouldn't bring a spelling bee here.
Perhaps San Diego will still be interested.
Wait a minute. Maybe I can do something.
Well, you'll have to hurry, sir. Your own words, that lease is up next week.
How about Fresno? The Fresno Yankees? Or better, the Pasadena Yankees?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll call our senator. Our congressman.
Well, if you want to.
Miss Adams. Congressman Taylor on the board in Washington. And hurry.
Well, Sarge, I guess that does it.
No, sir, that's just the first step. Now I got to go back to Fort Baxter and open a second front.
What? Wake up. There's a Sergeant Bilko outside to see you.
Sergeant Bilko? I don't know any Bilko.
Charlie, old buddy, it's me, Ernie.
Come on. I'll leave it. Madam.
Hey, you old rascal, you're looking good, Charlie boy.
What did you say your name was, Ernie Bilko?
Ernie Bilko, he said it right out. It was 40 years ago and he still remembers. Oh, Charlie, you remember that song you were always singing? We got the Hun on the run and the kite. Remember those days, Charlie boy?
Bilko.
Remember how the French girls used to call me? Bilko, hello, Bilko.
Look who I'm telling about the French girls.
Remember that little dancer at the Mola? Good heavens, you married a Fifi. How are you? Was it tout à fait exquise?
Do you ever hear from the other girls at the Moulin Rouge? Oh, those were the days.
My name is Annie.
I didn't know any Fifi.
No, he didn't know any Fifi. I'll back him up with my word about it. You don't know any Fifi.
Wait a minute. What are you doing in that uniform?
Charlie, I'm going to level with you. We fought a battle in 17, and now we got another battle to fight.
Are we at war? I didn't read the whole paper. I fell asleep.
Well, I did. That's why I got into this old uniform to rouse the old gang.
What happened?
Charlie, they're going to tear it down.
Tearing what down?
Glorious old Camp Fremont.
Camp Fremont? Where's that?
In California and in our hearts.
Camp Fremont? Near Grove City.
I knew you'd remember. You remember those nights we used to have around the barracks fire? The songs we'd sing and that young officer used to entertain us playing the piano. What was his name again? Harry Newman? Young Harry Truman. Truman, that was his name. Oh, great.
I was in the infirmary with the measles.
Yes, but the finest medical corps in the Army pulled you through it, didn't they? And now, Charlie, the state of California is tearing down that old camp. I guess the story is through with us. They closed the book on us. Tenting tonight. Tenting tonight.
Wait a minute, Ernie. Nobody closed the book on us. We ain't licked yet.
That's it. That's the old battle cry of the old 113th. We ain't licked yet. We ain't licked yet. We ain't licked yet. We ain't licked yet. We ain't licked yet.
What'd you say, Charlie?
I'll call up the boys all over the country and I'll tell them what they're trying to do to us. Tell them to call their post headquarters, their legion commanders. Why, those young whippersnappers in the Pentagon, they're going to hear about this.
Attaboy, Charlie, the Yanks are coming.
You bet. I'd just like to see them tear down that, what's the name of that again?
Tear. Sure, of course. Attaboy, Charlie, we ain't licked yet.
More telegrams, sir. And they all say the same thing.
Don't tell me. We ain't licked yet.
Yes, sir.
I thought I'd get a promotion for getting rid of that old relic. Suddenly they treat me like I'm trying to tear down the Alamo.
Attention.
You know what these are?
Protests, sir?
That's right. Protests from veterans, politicians, and Army personnel. They're angry, and I don't blame them. Daring to wipe off the map one of the Army's most historic installations, Camp Tremont.
Tremont, sir.
Well, whatever it is, I want it reopened.
General Walter Gordon, Camp Fremont, Grove City, California, has hereby been reactivated.
Ah!
All post commanders, please notice. The office of commandant of Camp Fremont
is open to volunteers.
You did it, Ernie.
Congratulations. When this came over to teletype at the message center, I couldn't believe it.
He could believe it.
You believe the seven wonders of the world, don't you? Why not believe the eight?
Hey, Sergeant, as soon as we get the California, we can start digging for gold. Potatoes.
So let's hurry. We got to make sure that the colonel gets out there before us.
That's right, Sarge. The colonel hasn't seen his message yet. Should I take it to him?
Let's hurry. Right now, the message means nothing to him. Give me a few minutes and it'll be very important to him.
Come in.
Oh, excuse me, sir. I hate to bother you, but may I ask the colonel a question?
What is it?
Do you and Mrs. Hall intend to go into Roseville tonight, sir?
Yes, for the Roseville Junior League Charity Ball.
Oh, yes, that's the big gala affair of the Roseville social season. Then you'll need this, sir.
What is it?
Bus schedule. Now, sir, if you take the 805, that'll get you into Roseville at 9:15, sir.
What are you talking about, Bilko? I'm not taking a bus. I'm going in the staff car.
But, sir, I told you, the fan belt is broken, sir.
That was 2 weeks ago. Didn't you requisition fan belts?
Oh, yes, sir, at least 10 times.
Well, if the staff car isn't ready, I'll take it cheap.
Oh, good. Then the pistons came, sir. If you'll give me the pistons, I'll put them into the jeep, sir.
What pistons? I didn't get any pistons.
Well, I didn't get any pistons either, sir. But I'm sure it's just an oversight. That doesn't mean they're closing down the camp.
Who said they were closing down the camp?
All the men are talking about it. They've taken off a pool, $1 a man, naming the exact date they closed Fort Baxter. I refuse to join them, sir.
Nonsense. Why would they want to close Fort Baxter?
Exactly what I told the men when you consider the important work we're doing here in rockets and missiles.
We haven't got any rockets and missiles.
Fort Cullen got that project. But never mind, sir. When I tell them about the radar installations they're putting here, sir.
Fort McAndrew got the radar installation.
Oh, yes. Then what did we get, sir?
We didn't get anything, Bilko. Not even a fan belt or a piston.
They're closing down Fort Baxter.
Colonel Hall, sir, this message just came from Washington, sir.
Thank you.
Makes me warm to look at him in that coat.
Yes, Corporal. It's 80 degrees outside. Why are you wearing that overcoat?
Oh, well, my shirt didn't come back from the laundry yet, sir.
You have only one shirt?
Well, I put in a requisition for another one, sir. 14 times, but...
14 times?
It's the piston story all over again, sir. I'll go and pack.
Bilko!
My Colonel Paul!
It's a miracle! They're opening a new camp in California and they want a volunteer who'll take over.
No! Oh, the Colonel is just trying to make me feel good.
No, here it is, Camp Fremont.
Camp Fremont? I wonder where that is.
Hello, Corporal Simpson. Get me General Gordon at the Pentagon. Bilko, we're moving to California. I feel like I've struck gold.
Potatoes.
See the new camp.
Me too. This place gives me the creeps. No wonder. It's a ghost town. Hey, Sarge, can I go in there and take a picture?
I'll tell you what you can do. You can go in there and start cleaning up. This is your new home, Camp Fremont.
Oh, that's Camp Fremont? I'm not going in there until I get my shot. I seem better.
What is this, a mutiny? Now, you guys are going to feel pretty silly if I have to call out the National Guard to get you in there. How do you do, sir? Welcome to Camp Fremont.
Plenty of time for that when we get there, Bilko.
I'm afraid we're here, sir.
Here? I can't believe it.
There it is, sir. Camp Fremont.
30 years in the Army, and they make me the commanding officer of Shantytown.
That's why the Pentagon chose you, sir. They wanted a builder, a pioneer who can turn this wilderness into a garden.
They didn't choose me, Bilko. I volunteered. I picked up the phone and asked for it.
Sir, I'd like the colonel's permission to start digging at once.
Digging for what, a way out of here?
Sir, what I mean is I'd like to dig for fresh water for the men.
Very well. Meanwhile, I'll look for a place for Mrs. Hall and me to stay. There must be a low tree here somewhere. Let's go.
For the fun today. All right, everybody, dig in there. What? Come on, Doberman.
Dig, dig, everybody, dig!
Hey, Sarge, can we stop now? We're dead.
I told you you're going to dig until we find a well.
Well, we struck water 5 times.
Yeah, but that water had iron in it. You want your teeth to get rusty. Dig!
We're not looking for water. He's got us digging California's first subway.
Oh, yeah, right. Dig. I remember one thing, you guys. If you come across a metal shining object, don't touch it.
It may be radioactive.
Radioactive? Well, what do we do, Sarge?
Just clear the area. I don't want none of you guys in on this. I mean, I don't want none of this to get on this. Don't look at me.
Dig, everybody. Hey, Sarge, look, a potato.
Potatoes? I'm rich. We did it. I'm rich.
Don't use that word.
Dig.
Dig, what are you staring?
Sarge, we ain't found a thing yet.
I feel all right close to it. We're going to find it. Go on, get back.
Go on. Dig.
Can I speak to you a minute in private?
Not now, Grove. I'm very...
It'll only take a minute. It's important.
What is it? What?
Well, it's really nothing. I was wondering how much gold costs on the market today.
Well, it's according to how much it weighs. Gold? What are you going to do, sell your wristwatch or something?
No, I was wondering if I just discovered gold.
Gold? Here in California? That's silly. When those 49ers got through, there wasn't enough gold left in California to fill your teeth.
Oh, yeah? How would you like to fill your mouth with this?
Oh, no.
Let me touch it. Get your hands on it. You'll know it's mine. I was sinking a telephone pole and hit this. It's a whole bang of it, and it's mine. All mine.
Of course it's yours. It's yours and mine. I'm declaring you in on this. We're partners.
Partners, but I found it.
I know. Who got you out of here? Who got them digging? Who found the map?
Yeah, but I discovered the gold.
You know what the penalty is for poaching? Are you prepared for a legal suit for 5 or 6 years? Are you?
No.
Pardon? Don't say a word of this to anybody. You and me.
Ooh, look what I found in the back of my kitchen. I was digging a garbage pit.
Gold?
You're too late, Ritz. It's ours.
Yeah, but I found it. It's my garbage pit.
What do you mean it's yours? He's right, Rupert. He brought us out here. He knew about the gold.
But it's mine. Find this keeper. Supreme Court upholds your decision to find this keeper and I'll abide with it. But until then, I'll see you in every court in the land. You'll not touch one. What about...
Don't be an idiot, Rupert. Come in with us.
Pardon me?
Partners.
I'll keep this among ourselves.
Sarge, gold! I found gold!
You want to come in with us or are you prepared for a legal battle?
Hey, Sarge, look what I found! Gold!
Gold!
All those who found gold, raise your hands.
We're all partners.
Partners? What do you mean?
What do you think I got you digging for?
Water.
The water's yours. The gold's ours.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Thank you very much. That's the gratitude, huh?
It's all mine.
It's all... Who got you out here? Who found the map and brought you out here to California?
And this is the thanks I get. It's all mine. You know what?
You ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
We're sorry, Sergeant.
I should think you would be. Are we all partners?
Yeah.
Now listen to me. Your follow what I say will be the richest platoon in the world, and here's what we gotta do.
First of all, we keep this to ourselves.
Gotcha.
At the end of each day's digging, you bring the gold to me. And after 10 days or $10,000 worth, whichever comes first,
we gotta find the gold up equally.
I'm warning you, if I catch one of you guys smuggling gold under his fingernail, look out.
How do you do, sir? I was just talking to my partners, the platoon. I was telling them, keep out of the hot sun. It's so destructive, sir.
Did you find any water yet?
Oh, a little here and there, so not enough to fill a glass full.
I was afraid of that. This spot is very dry. You won't find anything here except dust and rocks.
Will you?
Yes, and this stuff.
Gold?
Sergeant.
Gold? Do we have to make him a partner?
Gold, sir?
Yes, fool's gold.
Fool's gold?
It glitters and shines like gold, but it's worthless.
What? Worthless?
Well, a ton of it may bring you a dollar or two. You'd be surprised at the number of men that have been fooled by it. Well, carry on.
Fool's gold?
You dragged us all the way out here for this?
A mountain full of petty cash.
My garbage pit is worth more.
How do you feel now, partner?
Yeah, always dreaming up these ideas, always.
Yeah, don't blame me. Let me have it good. I've done it again. Outsmarted myself. Always scheming, always conniving. You think once I'd play it straight, not me. Look what I did to us. They trapped us and brought us all out here from a beautiful camp in Kansas, and we're stuck here. You guys must hate me.
We do, Sarge. We do.
I don't hate you, Sarge.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Why, Sarge, it's beautiful out here. We're right in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
Now, look. San Francisco's over there, Hollywood's over there, and back there is Las Vegas.
Hollywood's over there. Paradise, yeah.
And who got you out here?
You did, Sergeant. What do you say? 3 cheers for the old Sarge.
Also seen in tonight's cast were Joey Ross as Sergeant Ritzig, Jimmy Little as Sergeant Grover, Jeff Bryant as Mayor Rickles, Catherine Payne as Mrs. Platt, Tom Ahern as Mr. Platt, Frank Schofield as the Surveyor, Al Sander as Major Blackburn, and Royal Beale as General Gordon.